A lot of you have asked, what's that about? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Achar sheyetzeh mibeit haKnesset, when you leave Shul, after you daven, yetzeh lebeit haMidrash, you should go straight to the Beis Medrash. Eit namog tzarek sheoto yom, yeh kavua, shelo yeverenu, afimu sarvir la'avir habeh. Even if you're going to make a lot of money, right away, the first thing you do after you daven should be what, guys? You should
learn Torah.
Learn Torah. The question is, why? Why not go eat breakfast or, I don't know, hang out? Why learn Torah? So, the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you go to heaven, the first question, one of the first questions they're going to ask you is, did you have a set time to learn Torah? So we want to have a set time to learn Torah. So why do we specifically want to make that set time after davening? What's the idea? Any ideas? What's the idea behind that? The idea is that once we go back into our lives and we start eating and chilling, whatever, we may get kind of stuck in that. And therefore, right away, it's called Nichayel El Chayel. We're in this spiritual zone of davening. Right away, we want to go and learn a little bit of Torah. You say, but Rabbi, I'm hungry. Don't worry, I brought cookies. You can snack on cookies and coffee, and then there'll be breakfast. But that's the idea, that right away we want to connect our spirituality of davening with learning. Now, what should we learn? So the truth is, you can learn anything. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that we have this concept that the way a person should start his day, ideally, would be learning what? Halacha. Because we say, if a person is learning halacha, he's living an Olam Haba existence. Not he'll go to Olam Haba, but he's living an Olam Haba existence. He's walking with Hashem. Halacha actually changes the way we act. And so ideally, a person should start off his day right away after davening, learning halacha. And that's why right after davening, we're going to finish up. We're going to announce your halacha seder chavrutas. And Bezrat Hashem, it's going to be amazing.